common mistakes designers make. Whoops, we did it again. After all, we're only human. We work on so many designs, deal with a number of clients, and we get exhausted, and there it goes. Thank goodness there's edit, right? Trust, there has been my fair shares of my designing boo-boos, but that's why we save the original file when we're designing and have proof sent out before we finalize. Though I've been fortunate to have very understanding clients, thank you, universe. So here are three common mistakes and how to prevent them. Communication. When it comes to understanding the briefing of the project, sometimes it doesn't make sense. This is where communicating through voice messages and video chat may help. I personally use email and all the featured Google offers. That way the messages don't get buried in text messages, and I can refer back to them when I need to. This also helps lessen the back and forth conversations. Go back to basics. As we become more advanced and juggle other clients, we forget the basics. Sometimes the basics are just enough to make a design. Even as advanced designers, we should have a workflow for how we design. Keep a memo of it somewhere if you need to. Talk about resources. Overdoing. At times, we need just to appreciate the negative space. Sometimes us creatives think it's not enough, as if something is missing. So we add more and we think it will compensate. When that is the case for me, I walk away and I also find more inspiration across the globe. We just get too close to the project sometimes and we change things that may not need to. If you have the time or what needs to be done, do it. Challenge your skill sets. Did you make these mistakes too, or trying to prevent these as a beginner? Well, I've got you covered. Just go to my resources to level up at lensesbeauty.pictures/resources. And if this helped you in any way, please tag me on Instagram for your next design project. It's at lensthisbeauty. All right, I'll see you around. It's the realest.